Good morning, Lee.
It's like no other 2020, and the same thing applies for the Burnie 10, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah, virtual this year. It's sort of a bridging event between 2019 and 2021.
It's not too late to register. You can register as you normally would at burnie10.com.au.
Yes, absolutely. You can register right through to Sunday night. So I guess you could actually register right through to 11 o'clock or 11:30 if you're really a quick runner on Sunday night. But yeah, the entries close, registrations close on Sunday midnight to allow registry on the weekend.
$10 for a run, that is cheap, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a virtual run, and it's 5K and the 10K, the RSCT 5K or the Heritage Burnie 10 kilometre race, and that'll be we've got lots of entries from all over the country. We've got a New Zealander entered it as well,
so fantastic. That's
it's an international interest, I guess you could say. So now we're really pleased and really thankful that we've received so much support. We're looking around about race entries of about 1,000, which is absolutely phenomenal, and really a big thank you to everyone that's registered and given their support of this event this year with a virtual run.
So it's just completing your 10 or 5K run anytime over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Submit your run time back to the Burnie 10 website, burnie10.com.au, and you'll have a medallion that'll arrive in the mail at some point. And the way the post system is at the moment, probably by next year.
No, a little bit earlier than that, I hope.
Let's hope so.
So we'll have most of them out, of course, next week. So that's exactly right. You're in register or wherever. You do in Burnie, we'll actually have a course set out that we have just on the coastal pathway to make it a little bit safer. It'd be great to actually run the course and the actual course itself, but being on the highway and that, we don't want people to ignore their personal safety. Everyone sort of, whether they're just completing the course or they're pushing for a particular time, it's important that people sort of respect their personal safety and others as well, other road users, and we just recommend that everyone uses pathways and walks if they can. We're blessed on the coast with Guthrie's Gardens and Wynyard and Otto's Grotto and the pathway along the highway there at in Ulverston, and Devonport's got Victoria Parade, and of course here in Burnie we've got a lovely walkway that goes past the Surf Club and Yacht Club and out to Emu Bay Bridge and back.
We're sport for choice. There's plenty of chances and plenty of ways you can social distance.
Exactly.
Rick, you did mention about a course. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, just to make the people that are in Burnie have a lot of, usually about one-sixth of all the people that do a normal Burnie 10 are actually in Burnie residents. So we'll actually have a course that incorporates the park run course. It's the turn will be out at Red Rock, we call it, out at Cooey, and also Emu Bay, on the way to Emu Bay Bridge. And there'll be two actual pink dots that'll be the turn points. So you can start anywhere you like in that loop, that 10K loop, and probably the Yacht Club or Surf Club, probably the most popular, and just head out to head west to the Red Rock, make the turn there, and then 5Ks back to just in front of the what used to be the pulp, Bunnings, the Bunnings Strait, if you like, and that'll be turned there, and then make it back where you actually started. So that loop there, wherever you join into it, and recommend that on the Saturday or Sunday. And I know a lot of people are actually thinking about heading off on at 11:15 on Sunday morning, the traditional start time. So we just recommend that instead of running on the road or the highway, or just simply not safe. It'd be best to. We've got a brilliant walking track and running track. We'll make use of it.
Obviously, safety is paramount there, and I suppose you'll find a lot of people will try and keep it as normal as possible and keep it to that 11 o'clock, 11:15 on Sunday.
Yeah.
So Saturday and Sunday for that. Now, it was very disappointing back in March when we heard that Park Run, the 5K run, was going to cease until further notice, but the good news is it's back and it ties in nicely this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. We received the news about 4 weeks ago. They contacted me. Normally, Park Run's going nation by nation, and for many countries that is the case. The UK headquarters have announced that in Australia we can actually go state by state, which means that some states will be opening up this week, and Park Run starts up on this Saturday, so the 17th of October. So we're really looking forward to that, and it ties in well with our RSCT 5K and Heritage Burnie 10 as well this weekend. So those that I know, a few park runners are going to do the RSCT 5K, and the park run is their 5K complete. component, and we'll have medallions down at the park run, RSOT 5K medallions for anyone that finishes the park run, does the park run, and is registered with the 5K event, that they just collect their medallions as they cross the line. They don't have to submit their times because that'll be done automatically from the park run record. So that's great. And those that do the park run and then consider later, you know, I wish I had done the RSOT 5K and I see the medallions out, they can enter there and then. And they can enter post-race, if you like. If they like their time in the park run, they can just enter there in the afternoon or the next day and collect their medallion.
A lot of people will be just running over the weekend, won't they?
It's going to be a very active and busy weekend.
Sure is. I'm sure the health people will be loving this. So park run, it's a great facility. It's a great course, isn't it?
Yes.
The grass area near Fish Frenzy to Cooey and back.
Yeah.
Park run, there is a website too and Facebook page. So
yeah, absolutely. And the park runs, of course, all across Tasmania, and they'll all be heading off on Saturday morning. So it's just great. It's a great initiative, a great event to just keep people active all the way through the year.
With a lot of events being postponed or cancelled due to the climate that we're in, it's great that the Heritage Burnie 10, RACT Burnie 5 and Park Run is going ahead. Even though it is virtual, it's nice to see we're continuing on the tradition now. Yeah. It's what, 36 a year?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it's great to have people being active. It's sort of like it's been a funny year for activities, some sports and cancellations of events and cancellation of the local football league, and it's good to actually have events going on, whether they be virtual. It's sort of a little bit disappointing to have a virtual run, but you're still getting out there and getting active, and it's great to have we've had a bit of a break with Park Run, but it's good to get out there this weekend and start it up again.
At the end of the day, it's all about fun and health and fitness, isn't
exactly
it?
Exactly right.
So register as you normally would, burnie10.com.au, complete your 10 or 5K run anytime on Saturday and Sunday, then submit your run time back onto the website.
Yep.
And that medallion will arrive in the mail ASAP, and it's just $10. No
exactly
late
right.
fee this year.
No
which
late
is great.
Fee. It's a sort of fun. And I guess that's why people are registering. It's pretty heavy registration numbers this last couple of days and as we lead into it. So, it's been good registrations, and I think that we'll have around about 1,000 registered runners, which is absolutely fantastic and phenomenal to get that amount of support by the local and international runners.
Exactly.
This year.
Heritage Burnie 10, one of the premium events for October, part of Burnie Shines, now in its 20th year. Good on you, race organiser Rick Ferguson. Always a pleasure, always good catching up with you. And let's hope things return back to some sort of normal in 2021.
Thanks, Lou. Thank you.